You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, this is Tim Rice, and this is podcast number 32 in the series, Get Onto My Cloud. This podcast features Alan Menken, Superstar.
I was the one who had it all. I was the master of my fate. I never needed anybody in my life. I learned the truth too late. I'll never shake away the pain. I close my eyes, but she's still there. I let her steal into my melancholy heart. It's more than I can bear. Now I know she'll never leave me, even as she runs away. She will still torment me, calm me, hurt me, move me, come what may. Wasting in my lonely tower, waiting by an open door. I'll fool myself, she'll walk right in and be with me forevermore. I rage against the trials of love. I curse the fading of the light. Though she's already flown so far beyond my reach, she's never out of sight. Now I know she'll never leave me, even as she fades from view. She will still inspire me, be a part of everything I do. Waiting by an open door. I'll fool myself, she'll walk right in. And as the long, long nights begin, I'll think of all that might have been. Waiting here forever.
Evermore, sung by Dan Stevens, from the 2017 live-action computer-generated remake of the 1991 animated film Beauty and the Beast, and in 2017, Dan played the role of the Beast. The music was by Alan Menken, and I wrote the words, a new song written especially for the 2017 film. Alan and I actually wrote three new songs for this remake, directed by Bill Condon: Evermore, How Can a Moment Last Forever, and Days in the Sun. None of the 8 or 9 songs we wrote together for the Broadway version of the show made it into the new movie, although the original material Alan had written with the late Howard Ashman quite rightly did. I'm not quite sure why our stage show numbers all got the boot. One of the reasons given was that the storyline had been changed, which indeed it had been, slightly. I was a little disappointed that one of my favourite songs from the show's score, A Change in Me, was not included in the new movie, and ditto re the Beast's big number in the show, If I Can't Love Her. But it was nonetheless a pleasure to add three more numbers to the quite considerable portfolio of stuff I've written with Alan Menken. Taking into account around a dozen Beauty and the Beast songs, maybe 6 or 7 for Aladdin, the entire score of King David, which involved writing at least 25 songs or scenes, plus a few one-offs, I must have written around 50 songs with this great American songwriter, who's won no less than 8 Oscars for his songs and scores, more than any other living composer. I'm a little vague about the exact number of numbers we've done together, because so many never get beyond the demo stage. So many, indeed, never get finished. This is par for the course in the wonderful world of musical theatre or film. Sometimes it's simply crystal clear to all and sundry, possibly even to the writers, that this or that song isn't quite working, or is crap. Sometimes it's the fact that the storyline gets changed, and a song that fitted beautifully into a scene is now out in the cold, because the plot has been drastically altered, or even a character brutally culled. In my experience, this happens more in animation than in any other dramatic format, as cartoon warthogs or princesses don't have agents to complain on their behalf. In live musical theatre, if you tell a leading man or woman that their big number isn't cutting the mustard, you'd better have another one that will, because they ain't leaving. I would say that for every song that winds up in a film, around 3 or 4 are tried out to a greater or lesser extent, and 3 or 4 don't make it. For the Aladdin movie, the brilliant original animated 1992 version, Alan and I wrote several songs and scenes for Jafar, the villain of the piece, marvellously portrayed by Jonathan Freeman, who had enormous fun throughout the movie as the power-hungry Grand Vizier of Agrabah. But in the end, all Jafar got to sing of mine was a verse or two of a mini-reprise of the huge Robin Williams genie song, Prince Ali. It certainly wasn't Jonathan's fault. But the structure of Disney animation films for many, many years had been such that there was only room for 5 or 6 songs at most. Yes, that must have been the only reason why this number I wrote with Alan for Jafar got the chop. I always liked this one, describing how Jafar is bewildered by his constant bad luck and lack of recognition for his great talents. Here's Jonathan with Why Me.
In my formative and hungry years, I was unappreciated by my peers. As their slings and arrows flew, I would ponder,
wouldn't you?
Why me? Why me? For a man of my charisma and mystique, I have taken far too long to reach my peak. Why was my status never quo? Why did no one want to know? Poor me! Why me? Why was I so unable to fulfill my true potential? Kept down by those I knew a smaller fry, inconsequential. But here's the rub. Rub-a-dub-dub! Personified. I've a genie in sheer malice on my side. It's a combination which works me up to fever pitch.
Big G and me.
Master of the Lamb says bow,
you bow!
You forget who wears the pants around here now? A man who knows just what to do, and who to do it to.
Who's he?
M.E. And as for you, you little twerp, from now on it's as you were time. Let's have your pretty princess see how she's been wasting her time. Let's spin in there.
There's nothing there!
Though I hate to break a partnership,
you're going on a one-way trip
to a corner of the sphere,
not a million miles from here,
but to
Toodaloo. Who's the titan? Who's the champ? Who's the master of the lamp? Who's the one who'd take up pages in Who's Who?
Who?
Why me?
Jonathan Freeman and his wonderful interpretation of Why Me from Aladdin, or rather, not from Aladdin as it wound up on the cutting room floor. Mercifully, a couple of other songs that Alan and I wrote for Aladdin did not, including A Whole New World and One Jump Ahead. I've played Whole New World twice already in these podcasts, both the Peebo Bryson Regina Bell hit record and an early take on the song by the performers who sang it in the film, Brad Kane as Aladdin and Lea Salonga as Princess Jasmine. So if you're desperate to hear that smash again, nip back to a couple of my earlier podcasts. One Jump Ahead is a song that Aladdin sings as he flees from an angry bunch of scimitar-wielding guards who had spotted him thieving. Here it is with Brad Kane singing Aladdin.
Gotta keep one jump ahead of the bread line, one swing ahead of the sword. I steal only what I can afford, that's everything. One jump ahead of the lawmen, that's all, and that's no joke. These guys don't appreciate I'm broke.
Riff-raff, straight back, scoundrel, take back.
Just a little snack, guys.
Rip him open, take it back, guys.
I can take a hint, gotta face the facts. You're my only friend, Abu.
Who? Oh, it's sad, Aladdin's hit the bottom. He's become a one-man rising crime.
I blame parents, except he hasn't got 'em.
Gotta eat to live, gotta steal to eat. Tell you all about it when I got the time. One jump ahead of the slow pokes, one skip ahead of my doom. Next time, gonna use a nom de plume. One jump ahead of the hitmen, one hit ahead of the flock. I think I'll take a stroll around the block.
Stop, thief!
Phantom!
Outrage!
Scandal!
Let's not be too hasty. Gotta eat to live, gotta steal to eat, otherwise we'd get along. One jump ahead of the hoofbeats, one hop ahead of the hump, one trick ahead of disaster. They're quick, but I'm much faster. Here goes, better throw my hand in, wish me happy landing. All I gotta do is jump!
Alan Menken was the first American composer I'd worked with on a major project, and One Jump Ahead, one of the first songs. So I had to buy a new rhyming dictionary, an American one. In one of the first lyrics I did for One Jump Ahead, I rhymed poor, as in not rich, with law, as in legal. In English, law and poor is a perfectly good rhyme. In American English, the regular pronunciation is la and poor. Alan and indeed the American Disney team clearly thought they'd just signed up a bloke who couldn't rhyme to save his life, and rhyming is pretty important in theatrical and movie scores. Rock music's much more relaxed to the extent that rhyming's sometimes non-existent or not exact, as demonstrated by popular non-rhyming couplets that keep cropping up, such as girl and world, or mine and time. In a musical, those inaccurate rhymes are a no-no. I'm afraid in my earliest days in the business, I did use a few dodgy rhymes, but in more recent stuff, I do attempt to be pure, rhyming-wise. There again, I've often been guilty of excessive rhyme, which can sometimes distract from the message of the lyric, particularly if the rhyme can be seen coming a mile off. One of the greatest lyrics of all time, Some Enchanted Evening, by Oscar Hammerstein from South Pacific, has no rhyme at all in its verses. Often a truly strong melody is best served if rhymes are not overdone. Better no rhyme at all than a forced one. And rhymes are, of course, often at their most valuable in a funny or fast-moving lyric. They should be used sparingly when attempting to create a romantic mood. People might be surprised to hear that all lyricists, as far as I know, make use of rhyming dictionaries. Because if you didn't have one, you would just go bog, cog, dog, fog, hog, etc. So you might as well benefit from someone else having done that bit for you. And of course, as the years roll by, most lyricists can recite most of the rhyming dictionary without opening it. And if you've written over 500 songs, finding an original rhyme couplet is not as easy as it was on day one. But I digress. The only complete work that I've written with Alan is King David. We wrote this in the late 90s, having been commissioned to write it for the 3,000th birthday celebrations of Jerusalem, where the world premiere was to have taken place. For various reasons, some political, the plan to produce the show there never came to fruition. The work has been performed a few times, primarily as a concert, most notably to open the revamped New Amsterdam Theatre on 42nd Street in New York in 1997. I definitely want to dedicate a whole future podcast to the show King David, which contains some of Alan's greatest writing. I'm very hopeful that we'll see a new production of this work before too long, but in the meantime, I'm going to break one of my own rules and play a track that I've already played once in this series of podcasts. But it was back in podcast number one, which not many heard, yet it's still out there. That was the podcast in which I explored my mantelpiece. The song is from King David, and this is Never Again, sung by the enchanting Broadway star, Judy Kuhn.
Oh, how you love me.
Judy Kuhn singing in King David, live from the New Amsterdam Theatre in 1997. One of the problems working with Alan is that his vocals on demos are so strong that whoever subsequently agrees to record it never seems quite as good, at least on first hearing. On the other hand, if I sang some of the demo songs, no singer or actor in their right mind would consider them. Here is Alan singing one more King David aria, based on David's lament for the deaths of Saul and his son Jonathan, which is also a lament for Israel, based on the beautiful language in the first chapter of the second book of Samuel. The beauty of Israel is slain upon thy high places. Tell it not in Gath, publish it not in the streets of Ascalon. Ye daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you in scarlet with other delights, who put on ornaments of gold on your apparel. How are the mighty fallen? How are the mighty fallen?
The beauty and power of Israel are senselessly slain, are surely destroyed. Cut down his sword far too swiftly employed. How are the mighty fallen? How are the mighty fallen. The many who persecute Israel must never rejoice, take heart, must not earn one fragment of comfort from knowing the lions have stumbled and will not return. How are the mighty fallen? How are the mighty fallen? Tell it not in Gath, publish it not in the streets of Ascalon, speak of this sadness no more. May the very mountains and fields close over the rusting weapons of war. Oh, daughters of Saturn, the king who's colored your lives in gold and in scarlet, and weep for his children, for Jonathan, Jonathan, who loved me more bravely than you, whether harlots or wives.
That was Get Onto My Cloud, episode 32, the podcast written and presented by Tim Rice, that's me, and produced by Peter Hobbs, that's him.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.